This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we are here today on this Saturday, the 7th of October, 2017. Only a few days to Christmas. I won't start talking about that. But as I said many, many times before, the title of this program should be Attack, Attack, Attack. What we have to deal with here and the agenda of this program is what is going on in the areas of the police state, food, medicine, and all the related areas. And it is absolutely unrelenting, relentless. And the biggest factories, I'm not going in deeply in today, only it does crop up in some of the articles I read out. But the Las Vegas shooting, but the media connivance of the five biggest outfits in social media, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Firefox, they're in it too, Amazon, PayPal, and Microsoft. They are actually one acting cabal in their own areas, and they cooperate totally. And again, with the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other sources. And we have in the UK here, we have the vicious element of that involved in the Financial Times, who is trying to undermine Brexit, The Economist, and the BBC, cherry-picking all this news as if it was independent news. It is just shocking, but it's not as bad here in Britain as it is in America. But the agenda goes on and on and on, and the story here today about YouTube moves to shut down all independent media coverage of the Las Vegas shooting in a desperate maneuver to protect the official narrative. It is unbelievable. Of all these shooting events, they never saw such a withdrawal of coverage. Once they basically covered what happened on day one, they're retreating from it because they're told to. This is and there's more and more evidence coming out, that this is a FEMA type drill or FBI drill that went live when it shouldn't have in their planning. And the key elements, there's a plethora of good reports on Natural News and activist posts. Those were 10 major aspects of this, and I'm not going into them today as such, but adding up the inconsistencies, like shocking, absolutely shocking. And this guy, they said there was multiple shooters. I wouldn't like to be the Australian guy who was in the next room, a genuine person who said that he saw more than two shooters and what he saw in the hotel. And the armaments of getting that stuff up into the room, if the security didn't see that, I mean, that's a joke. But the entire operation is highly suspect. But there'll be other people specializing in this subject and other programs on RBN. But just to read this piece about YouTube, it says, if you've been wondering whether the official story of how events transpired in Las Vegas shooting was actually based on truth, wonder no more. YouTube has taken a bold move to shut down all independent media or video coverage of the Mandalay Bay massacre in a last-ditch, desperate effort to control the narrative. And they're saying here, going on to say, according to the Wall Street Journal, another suspect organization, YouTube search results were causing debunked claims about Las Vegas massacre to rise to the top of some search results. Well, why wouldn't they? And this annoyed Google to the point of taking swift action to censor those sources, according to the Wall Street Journal. For example, the fifth result when searched Las Vegas shooting on YouTube late Tuesday yielded a video titled Proof Las Vegas Shooting Was a False Flag Event. Well, that's the one word that drives them insane. The video said there were multiple shooters on Sunday's mass shooting, a claim dismissed by law enforcement, etc., etc., etc. But YouTube couldn't allow End Time News Report to appear in search results any longer. Well, they do a large piece on that as well here. I'm not familiar with that particular outlet. But it says, authoritative sources are all globalist-controlled. Fake news outlets spew obvious lies about the Las Vegas shooting. Well, worse than that, I'll come to it in a minute about what Facebook are doing. But a very good writer, Tyler Durden, is analyzing this, and he goes into things very deeply on Zero Hedge. And they're saying, why is Google hiring 1,000 journalists to flood newsrooms around America, basically with propaganda? I mean, this is the fake news wind-up to a mega, mega pitch, no doubt about it. But I just read a piece of his article, and he's saying, so what do you do when you fail to elect your chosen candidate and your former political allies and mainstream media turn against you by painting you not as a as the progressive, open-minded, friendly tech company that you used to be, but as evil, racist, in brackets, Russian colluding corporate villain intent upon destroying, this is what the same person being described as, we are being destroyed as all that is sacred in the world. Well, you just buy the media, of course. as Pointer, I don't know who that is, notes today, after a series of public relations debacles in recent weeks from the firing line of James Danmore, don't know who that is either, to News last week, that Google's algorithm served up some fairly disturbing keywords to potential advertiser buyers. Example, why do black people ruin neighborhoods? Google is ramping up its media presence with the announcement that Google, another invention by Google, Google's News Lab will be working with Report for America to hire 1,000 journalists all over the country, meaning that to stay in their existing job, are they going to be backhanded to pass on false news? But it's called Google's News Lab. They already have Google Jigsaw, which was the beginning of this carry-on about a year ago, and Heroes behind the scenes, where they're contacting young people who are obviously leaning left-leaning to point out any conservative sites or what they call right-winger, and they were systematically destroying them. And obviously, I've mentioned many, many times before, a guy called Gabe Zolna, he's been wiped out completely off YouTube, who's putting out daily video blogs about what is genuinely happening around the States. And they're demonetizing Mark Dice massively. He was getting 100 million hits, oh, 700 million a year. And they're, sorry, that's YouTube, their division of Google, but it's one of the same thing, Google and YouTube. But they are lying about the figures. You can't believe any of the figures you see about viewing figures on the sides of the YouTube videos. In the UK here, they now have revamped the site, and it's YouTube GB. We're getting a different twist on things, so-called, bar you know where to actually go to directly yourself. But it says many, this is Tyler Durden saying this about what Google are up to. Many local newsrooms have been cut to the bone so often that there are hardly any left. But starting early next year, some may get the chance to rebuild at least by one. Oh yeah, Google offering them money. Bought and paid for pimps again. On Monday, a new project was announced by the Google News Lab Summit that aims to place 1,000 journalists in local newsrooms in the next 5 years. Report for America takes ideas from several existing organizations, including Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, Teach for America, and Public Media, all front names for propaganda. Unlike foreign or domestic service programs or public media, however, RFA gets, who's that abbreviation, Report for America, RFA gets no government funding, but they are calling RFA a national service project, like these NGOs. That might make some journalists uncomfortable, the idea of service and patriotism. But at its most fundamental, local journalism is about protecting democracy. But anyway, as I said many times before, campaigning and investigative journalists are at risk in the world. There's so few of them left. If you start exposing people, you're under attack from the mainstream media on a massive, massive scale. But there's another one, and I have to mention it, because this media war against us is massive. It's led by these groups, as I read out there, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Firefox, and Amazon, who have the power to destroy anything you publish by putting it out of stock. And their PayPal and Microsoft compatriots. I've had two hits on my bank account from Amazon last year where they took money illegally on something I did not even search properly or agree to buy, but I did get it back. But Google Clips is another one. Google Clips, C-L-I-P-S-S, automatically identifies everyone, including your pets. Right? And the guy writing this article for Activist Post, I haven't heard the name before, a Mass Privatel, says, are you looking forward to the holiday season? Do you want the latest in corporate advertising surveillance? then hurry up and be the first one in your family to purchase a $249 Google Clips camera that automatically identifies you and your pets. Well, this is about face recognition. And this is now, again, the same cabal are trying to get face recognition into through webcams to absolutely mark you for life. Clips automatically chooses which moments to capture and keep, so you don't need to be behind the camera, really, because nothing says Big Brother like a camera that automatically identifies everyone it takes pictures of. Yeah? Well, that is the new latest advance in surveillance. But just to see what the definition is a little bit more. Google Clips is smart enough to recognize great expressions, lighting and framing, so the camera captures beautiful, spontaneous images. This is the marketing spiel. And it gets smarter over time. Google Clips learns to recognize familiar faces. The more you're with someone, the more it learns to capture clips of them. It can also pick out pets like cats and dogs. Really. How can Clips recognize you and your pets? Well, I just go further down to see what the main push of what they're trying to collect initially. Well, basically, they're capturing you. As I say, if anything, it's like the phrase on the internet, if the product is free, you're the product. It's you're the data mining product. But an article here by J.D. Hayes, and he writes good stuff for Activist Post. He says, it's time to break up big tech, warns artificial intelligence pioneer. And they're saying here, a pioneer in artificial intelligence says that their time has come to break up what he's calling big tech, embodied by three principal leaders, Google, Facebook, and Apple. These, by the way, are the three biggest tax dodgers in Europe and Britain, and that's becoming a really big issue now. In any other election that comes up in Britain, it'll be a major part of the election. And again, Theresa May was spieling on about collecting that money, and her useless Chancellor, Finance Minister, Philip Hammond, has just buried that subject. And in Ireland, for instance, the European Union, one good thing they did, they got this Danish competition commissioner, and she is going after Apple and Google. She's already fined Google €1.5 billion. And in Apple are based in Ireland and Google in Europe, and they're only paying virtually no tax. And she says they owe the Irish government €13 billion. And the Irish government say they don't want it. And this is the government in Ireland, which is coming out of national bankruptcy and has horrendous debts to pay. The economy is growing, but they say they don't want it. This is Leo Varadkar, the new gay Irish Prime Minister, who is pro-globalization and pro-immigration. And that's his main claim to fame, Leo Varadkar. But we'll see how that goes. And the European Union are taking Ireland to the European Court over this. And they just love the European Union so much in Ireland, they're laying their life down for it. But this is as reported by Axios, and there's remarks by Joshua Bengio, a leader in the field, a professor of the University of Montreal, and a member of the Canadian mafia that broke new ground in machine learning, which is a foundation of AI, artificial intelligence, are noteworthy because of his influence throughout the industry. But he jumped off subject there a bit. But they are also significant because he and many of his peers all lead to consult for big tech's A1 programs. Concentration of wealth leads to concentration of power, he says, as Axios reports. Well, I'm not sure what Axios, AXIOS. That's one reason why monopoly is dangerous. It's dangerous for democracy. Well, he's coming out from a peculiar angle. And who's this other character? Bengio is a consultant for tech giant IBM. His colleagues, Jeffrey Hinton and Jan Loon, et cetera, for big tech, Google and Facebook, respectively, and a protege of Hinton, another unpronounceable name, runs Apple's AI research program. These guys are saying are talking about breaking up monopolies, but I'd like to see how they're going to go about it. But one of the one biggest single reasons is getting rid of their tax havens, because all those three, including Starbucks, being a coffee outlet, they are owe the British government tens of millions, hundreds of millions of pounds in tax not paid, because they're based in the Channel Islands, or most likely in Luxembourg, which is a 1% tax regime. And who was the former Prime Minister of Luxembourg? Claude Juncker, Jean-Paul Juncker, the head of the European Union. So the same suspects show up every time. And another article here, just a few, and it's have to, because we're mainlining in the Daily Mail, this one. Dr. Google, this is a site, medical information site set up by Google. Dr. Google enters 80% of consultations that I have now. Chief Medical laments the rising problem of cyber hypochondriacs, patients using the internet for self-diagnosis. Well, that is a problem. Professor Helen Stokes Lampard is the chair of the Royal College of GPs in Britain. She said many patients are adamant that they have an illness after consulting Google. Well, they examined what Google are putting out, and they're leading everybody to demand pharmaceutical drugs. This is what it is. It's a despicable scam, but Google have now joined up with the pharma industry. How anybody could trust Google now on any level is just unbelievable. And they're saying experts have previously warned such patients are putting the NHS under strain. Well, the NHS in Britain is bleeding to death because of health tourism. People coming in from other countries, staying here for a while, and then going with a long-term complaint to the NHS here. But it's absolutely hemorrhaging money because of the strain on it from immigration. And one, just to finish this article about Dr. Google, which is highly suspect, doctors, plural, need to clamp down on an army of cyber hypochondriacs. That's a new one, but it's real too. Patients who self-diagnose from online sources, the country's leading GPs have urged. And, well, they're just repeating the same thing, that putting this extra strain on the NHS on every level. But another, everything stone you lift regarding Facebook or Google, it stinks to high heaven. And this, again, the same thing again. Facebook could start using facial recognition to verify who you are. Whoa, that's the world they want, that you can't go onto the internet in the near future until you have your facial recognition photograph analyzed. That'll be that's where it's heading, the internet. There's no doubt about it. But it says, while Facebook, Josie Wales writing this piece for Associated Activist Post, God forbid I quote anything from Associated Press, while Facebook has quietly been developing its facial recognition software for Aloha, a controversial video chat device set to debut in May 2018, the company is reportedly testing a facial recognition feature to help secure your account. Aren't they so helpful? Just to help secure your account. Turn you into a total slave. According to NextWeb's Matt Navarro, who posted a screenshot of the new feature on Twitter, this is coming your way very, very soon. But anyway, we're coming up to the first break, and we'll have Lark in Texas joining us after the break, and we'll talk to them.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the first break. And we have Lark in Texas joining us. Hello, Lark.
DJ, how are you?
Very good horse today, but there you are. So reading all about this happy, happy news about facial recognition. We don't use that in RBN, and we never will. And you know the score, you've been on RBN for years. But it's nightmarish, isn't it?
Well, you know, for someone that didn't grow up with this stuff, it's quite a change. It certainly portends some very interesting times in our futures, don't you think?
That's put in mind. I know that in Chinese phrase, interesting times, meaning hell on earth. It's going to be, we're in it right now. The 1984 has arrived. George Orwell's 1984, we're in it up to our neck. And it's still about 75% of the public don't call it what it is, because I think it's something else. I think it's, just technology. I have no interest in technology. Well, it's a noose around your neck, it's fair to say.
I was just reminded of what has been often called the number one so-called punk tune of the 1980s. And that tune is known as California Uber Alles.
I see.
I think it was Black Flag, but there was a line in there about 1984. Something about your uncool niece and knock knock coming at your front door, or something worse to that effect. But it was a pretty good tune. California Uber Alley.
Well, there's a really good stuff. I was playing the other night, fantastic music called Roy Orbison, California Blue. And his Black and White Nights and all that series of stuff, it's very, very good. But, where do you begin to explain this to people who think it's just technology, optional stuff on the side? This facial recognition is, those who get control of it will control an awful lot. I mean, it'll be, totally send it, those who are not approved to the internet, you can just go to hell, and then it'll be your bank account that's got out. This thing is an article further down on my pile of stuff here today. John McAfee was confirming this, and I know he's a colorful character, but he does know his way around tech, and he says there is no such thing as computer security. But he's bringing out two new things, software to attack Google's algorithms and an unhackable phone. And the third thing he's saying this Internet of Everything, where your fridge is connected to the Internet, et cetera, et cetera, if you have that kind of stuff. I've got old stuff, 20-year-old stuff here. If they can hack into a device in your kitchen, they can hack into your bank account from there. No messing. No, this is not a joke. You can get from one to the other, and into your different things. And he was explaining that in an interview on YouTube. It's there to be seen. He did it in Romania at a tech conference in Romania. It's a very good interview. But this is absolutely insane. People having their devices, home devices, connected to the internet. Never mind the whole debacle of a major article here, several today, but won't hack through them. You know the score on them. Smart meters. What's the score on the part of Texas you're in on smart meters? Are they harassing people to have them fitted?
Well, there's not a whole lot that can be done about it. You're basically fighting City Hall. I live in a tech quarter known as Richardson, Texas. This is the home of Texas Instruments. And people I'm surrounded by are mostly all zombies and criminals, and they love this technology. And you know, so we're literally swimming in this what I term a toxic soup. By the way, before I forget, one of the chat room attendees, it's your chat room, DJ, the Barden Report, chatango.com, kindly reminded me that the band that performed California Uber Ales was known as the Dead Kennedys. So I thought I'd point that out. And regarding this technology, you know, you have to realize the people that designed this system, they are tossing about words today like perestroika, transparency, Soros, and open society. See, they love this. Mm-hmm. They love the fact that everybody can be spied on. And, you know, they don't care about things like privacy and private property because, of course, they're socialists.
I'll get you to clarify who they are. Okay, we're going to the bottom of the outbreak, and then we'd have a longer run on the other side. Back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back into the bottom of the hour break. What you were saying there, Lark, just repeat that, what you were saying there, that group of people who think all this tech is to their advantage. Are you talking about a very young element of people, or what age group?
Oh, no, they're the people that designed this system. Most of them are older folks.
Oh, I see.
You know, the people that have designed this system are, you know, they precede this generation. However, notable names would be, of course, the Jewish bankers that own our government,
mm-hmm.
and pretty much own the American people as their slaves. Then there's people like George Soros and members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, yeah,
these are the
yeah.
people that designed this world. You know, this world was designed around the technology, and we basically have been enslaved by this technology.
Sure.
And just like Aldous Huxley predicted in 1962 at UC Berkeley, we would learn to love our slavery. And we do.
Yeah, I read out a figure many times, repeated the Pew Research data, which is usually the long-term research they do on things, that 33% of Americans were looking forward to being microchipped. I mean, I'm hard to shock me. I'm an unshockable type person, but that absolutely stunned me beyond words. That's 33% of people that you now They're bad enough to communicate with now, but when they're microchipped, forget it. They're gone. I mean, it's just shocking that they carry on. And talking to a young person in the town here, I live in a small town, 2,500 people, and he's a nice young guy. He's the postmaster. He's only about 30. But I have to get it right. There's millennials, the three groups, the baby boomers are now geriatrics. I could nearly be in that category myself. The millennials, what age group are the millennials supposed to be? And then the snowflakes. Can you clarify that for me?
I don't know, but I just don't keep up with that. I've recently caught some young people that couldn't have been more than 23 or 4 years old on YouTube, and I guess they apply a name to themselves. I mean, there's Gen Xers, there's the Generation Yers, and who knows what they call the current generation, Generation Z, but there's Millennials, there's Post-Millennials. Yeah. I can't keep up with it all, to be honest with you, but there's no doubt everyone that is... I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Well, there's no doubt that, I mean, all of us have been lied to and socially conditioned, socialized to the system. But, you know, when we look back on our own lives and the level of conditioning we were subjected to, and then you take a look at the younger people's brainwashing, shall we say, I mean, we're shocked. But, of course, we boomers and our generation before us, our parents and grandparents, they certainly paved the way, didn't they?
Well, I think it's now jumped so far ahead into a disaster that never before had the people been so corralled by things that can destroy them that are not actually bullets and guns. I know that is a problem on its own. But technology now is, as I said, it's not your friend, it's a spy to enslave you. And the generation that are now, say, 25, they've known nothing since puberty but the Internet. The Internet is now about 20 years old, even up to 35 years of age. And I think I've noticed down the years that it happened around the time of Reaganomics and Thatcherism in the mid-80s. I've noticed this thing. I'd expect teenagers and young people in the early 20s to be emotionally immature. But to see it in people in their 30s, 40s, and early 50s really shocked me. It's like you have a intense conversation. Even friends of yours, you have, or people you meet initially about some issue, say, in a restaurant or a bar or something, and in some social situation, and you start questioning them on their beliefs, they just can't take it. They feel put upon, and absolutely, and they don't think they should be questioned about anything. I find that level of immaturity just shocking. Do you find that yourself in day-to-day, carry on?
Well, yes, but I try to... place some perspective about it. I remember rebelling against everything my parents stood for when I was in my teens, and my 20s, and so I can understand that to a certain extent. I mean, in my estimation, few are more brainwashed than what we call professionals today.
Yeah,
because
these
are people that they've taken to their conditioning very well, and they perform their functions with aplomb.
Yeah, well-educated and well-paid, and the key thing is if they're comfortably off, they are very smug, and they think because they've got an iPhone and access to Google, that they think they know everything. And I usually attack them if they're not following an argument about what's going on in the world. I say, listen, friend, when you take up a newspaper, I said, I don't know if you read a newspaper, most of them do, and I say you have to discern four things, the basic difference between fact, fiction, opinion, and propaganda. And they don't think that's important. Well, I said you're confused straight away if you don't think it is. Your odd journalists will get lies past you. Of course, they will, even me, who've been sort of sifting information on people like you, Rock, for years. But they, even that simple definition, they're inclined to walk away from you. You know, I get that all the time.
Yeah, my new favorite word, of course, is this. This ghost in Las Vegas, Haddock, mm-hmm. I think is his name.
Yep.
And so, you know, we've all been paddocked. Mm-hmm. Which means we've all been compartmentalized, and we've assigned ourselves a label, a name. We attach ourselves to groups, and which is why I have a real problem with labels. You know, the only label I really care for anymore is that I'm a man. Mm-hmm. And
there's 35 genders in California. You know that, don't you? Or something like that.
Oh, that's what they tell me. It's quite astonishing, isn't it?
But I have one article today on California, but I know rural California. I don't mean to be abusive because you're from California, but what comes out of California doesn't represent the whole of California, obviously. But there's Ron McDonald from California on John's program. Rural California, again, being and the long established people are very sensible people, but the majority of the liberal lefty element down there are extreme communists, and that Jerry Brown. I don't know how any state can put up with a creature like him, what he's enacted into law. And he's now enacted a law that if you misgender somebody, you can be fined thousands of dollars and sent to jail. That law went through, I think, this week. it's off the Richter scale, what's going on. And then the other criminal, well, Feinstein, those, et cetera.
If you don't mind, let me correct you. I'm not a Californian.
I know that. I know. I didn't say you were. I know where you're from, but I'm saying I was talking figuratively. If a person in California designates somebody gender-wise as of this month, they can be fined thousands of dollars and sent to jail. That's what I'm saying. I have an article in it here coming up further on my pile of stuff here today. That's one of the most insane of many laws being enacted in California. Okay?
Well, one thing I've learned, for whatever it's worth, the people in California are communitarians, just like the people in Ireland and the UK and the people in Texas. Now, of course, we generally, as a rule, we don't assign such a label to ourselves, particularly one we don't particularly understand, that somebody else assigned to us. But in fact, according to the communitarians, that's what we are. And it doesn't matter if you are a red state, happen to, or a blue state, happen to. You know, we're all denizens of the deep of this state called the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality. We live under the leadership of the community.
Well, you have to expand that immediately. To explain that to people, that is all about Agenda 21 of the United Nations, where government and local government are in your life at every level and are exacting laws to regulate your life on every level. It's a form of it's deep state communism. Is that one relevant definition?
We live in a system that has a name, it has a label, and the system is communitarianism. It is a scientific dictatorship of the community. And the reason why we know this is true is because we only need look at the law of the European Union. It is known as communitarian law.
Sure.
Now, this is the same law that's being superimposed over and upon all nation states today. Now, what facilitated this? Well, the EU and the EU law was at least 50 years in the making. But now we have this high-tech world. We have instant communication. And so this has facilitated the ushering in of this communitarian schema for global governance. That is your management. Because that's what governance means, yours and mine management. Now, Vladimir Lenin said, during the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, he said, we need all the unwitting dupes and useful idiots that we can enlist to our cause.
Very good.
So the more people that are unaware of this current variant of socialism, call it fascism, call it communism, but mix it in with British mercantilism or free trade, and then add in things like neo-colonialism, neo-feudalism, mm-hmm. Neoplatonism. And we see why we are so befuddled by language. I mean, what the heck is a conservative as opposed to a liberal today?
Yeah, not much difference, yeah.
And the same is true of people say, well, there's a huge difference between a democracy and a republic. And I would agree with that. You know, we can look at the definitions. We can go back to Plato's time. What is a republic? Respublica. Was it really
That's getting too deep even for the... I'm not correcting you, but your average person out there won't tolerate this. They say, oh, that's academic. And the word, by the way, if you went down and did a survey in Britain here and asked them to define communitarianism, 90% of people say, what are you talking about? That word is not recognized here. It's not... Although
do they have enough sense to... Let me ask you this, PJ. Do they have enough sense to open up a dictionary or go to their smart device and look it up on Wikipedia?
No, but just on that, if you started, this broadcast was carried in the UK, there may be a few people listening in the UK because it's strictly internet carried here.
You can't know
seriously.
What you just don't know, can you?
okay. Yeah, I know. But if you say socialism, communism, I got you there. And they regard the most conservative people, who are not necessarily vote for the Conservative Party, but of conservative views and Christian principles, which is kind of one of the same thing, would recognize Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour Party today, as gone back to its socialist communist roots. The Labour Party was a good thing when it was formed in 1913, I think. People were treated like slaves in this country in the filthy industries of the coal mining and steel industry. It had a very relevant cause, and it took people out of poverty over 20, 30 years. But it has become something else now. And this twisting of words and political correctness is the biggest, that is a big sickness in Britain, and the BBC are full of it, and racial quotas in the BBC, and all this kind of crap. It's sickening, and it's all over the place, you know.
Well, permit me this, PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think capitalism has anything to do with free enterprise and free markets today?
No, the free enterprise is basically being taken from under us, like the rugby bullet. It's now the three, capitalism, free enterprise. There's no free enterprise for the individual because the economy's been taken away from us by monopolies. That's what.
Well, let me
I'll
ask
give you a quick
this.
Example. Yeah.
Please, go ahead.
The in the UK, I've lived through and you've lived through, but in the UK we've had the unbridled expansion of the supermarkets here, Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda, as are now owned by Walmart, and they now control 80-90%. Tesco have 30% of the supermarket trade, and they're an obnoxious bunch, but they've been fined for falsifying their accounts. But they, both Conservative and Labour Party, let the supermarket monopolies get out of control, and it was a battle for floor space. They weren't really competing on price until two German supermarkets appeared here, Aldi and Lidl, and that has put the cat among the pigeons. But when that calmed down to some degree, we're then hit with the internet wave, which is wiping out towns. Sorry, this supermarket expansion wiped out small businesses in towns massively, and now we have the internet wave running for 10 or 15 years, and every town has 2-3 hours of courier vans running around in the morning, and now I get stuff delivered, obviously, cartridges for the computer, or the printer, all that kind of stuff. Buy them off the internet. I have to. But we had these two attacks on small businesses, which was the mega expansion of the supermarkets and then the internet wave as well. And all these towns are reeling from that. And that's what's part of the economy.
Well, the same thing happened to this country with Walmart. And, you know, we have to remember that Sam Walton's job during World War II was managing Japanese prison labor camps. So he had great experience. I mean, my stepfather worked for Sam Walton when he owned Gibson's department stores before he founded Walmart. But I will, you know, and Aldi, as we know, is Trader Joe's here in the States, but it's also Aldi's. And people can look these things up. So I'm very familiar with the supermarket industry. I was in that.
I was a rep for Unilever in many, 4, 5, 6 companies. I worked for multinationals.
Sure.
I was a business development rep, and I worked in pharma. and I know they're like Rosh Hunt. I've seen them from the inside. But
let me say this. You know, the preferred business model for all socialist organization today, just as it has been for more than 100 years, is the corporation. Mm-hmm. Now, would you say that's true or false?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you've got to be a company man if you work for them, which I was not.
Let's speak to that.
And we go to this break, and we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
And we're coming back in from the third break. But the other thing I was going to say there, we're talking about economy being taken away from us. It slipped my mind. But sorry, you were saying, Lark, the last things you were referring to there. Hello? Now we got Lark.
How about now?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, right, right. Okay. Now, we're just saying there about enterprise being taken away from us, the economy being taken away from us, and on every level. I've just slipped my mind that next thing I was going to add to that. But go on with what you were saying there. I would add this to it. The mentality, the average person behind a counter now, a young person, is now more badly educated than ever. I was saying to Vince Vanelli, who was on the program there a week or two ago, the average person, you go, I have a short fuse, and you go into some place, hardware or something, or tech or some place, and you ask the most basic question, and they can't answer it, or they give you some spiel. I'm still battling over phone units here. I'm still on a cheap phone. I'm on VoIP, but getting the right phone and getting it sorted out next week, and that'll be 100 quid's worth of stuff. But asking people who claim they know what they're doing, it's a constant explosive row with me. It's just the age of technology and education. It's getting worse and worse. Do you find that?
Well, yes. But let me try to pick up where I left off, because I try to be as concise as I possibly can, and as helpful as I can be. You know, the 13th Amendment here in the States supposedly abolished slavery or voluntary or involuntary servitude, but it did not abolish voluntary servitude. So the truth of the matter is Americans are volunteering themselves into slavery. But let me explain.
Yep.
You know, we are conditioned by our surroundings, the socio-political, economic, biological surroundings that we find ourselves in. This is certainly true of the indoctrination that we receive in the public and the private schools, and even through the universities, through graduate school, and now today into the workplace. Now, in 1956, a man named William H. White wrote a book talking about how Americans preferred being part of some kind of a collectivist entity because they felt more secure going forward in their future. A novel, a fiction novel, was written called The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit. A movie was made, The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit. William H. White, W-H-Y-T-E. It spelled it out pretty clearly that Americans, post-World War II, and I'm sure this was true of Europeans, they felt more secure. They felt more protected. They felt safety in numbers. And so they joined collectivist entities like the military and big corporations.
Sure. Very good. Well, no, we'll stay on that after the break. I have something to add to that. Anyway, we're coming to the last break of the hour, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.